Muhammad from the UK, he says that if a woman had her monthly period and then it stopped, and after 2 days she got it again, what to do? First of all, this is not normal. Usually, the vast majority of women get their monthly cycle once a month. However, there is a lot of confusion in understanding what counts as purity and what counts as menses. For example, a woman may see her menses for 5 days, and then it stops for an hour or two. She thinks that she's clean. She takes her ghusl, and after a day or two, it comes back again. And we say that you hastened. You should not have been quick to perform your ghusl without waiting and making sure that your purity is there. Because a woman's purity is recognized by two signs. And these two signs come at the end of her monthly period. One is the white thread-like discharge. So whenever she wipes herself, she sees a white thread-like discharge without any yellowish or brownish or reddish colors. Or by seeing pure dryness. So whenever she cleans herself, she sees nothing on the tissue. No color discharge. And this has to be at the end of her period, not on the first, second, third day or so. So either she was haste and performed ghusl before its time, or she did see her purity and she was pure and she was legit to perform fasting and prayer and the other things that were prohibited during her menses. But what she saw 2 days later was spotting, a drop or two of blood, color discharge, brownish or yellowish. And these things do not affect her purity and are not considered to be part of her menses because she has already seen her purity. So she should disregard these, perform wudu after every adhan, and clean herself, of course, and prays and fasts, and her husband can be intimate with her without any problem. Now, one in a million that she finished her 7 days of menses, she saw her purity, she performed ghusl. A couple of days later, she got the flow of the blood. And the flow of the blood is considered to be menses, no doubt about it. So if this is the case, and it's very rare, then she should refrain from fasting and praying because this is her second period, providing that it does not exceed in total with her previous period 15 days a month. So if she got 7 days in the first one, 2 days pure, and then another 8 days, the total is 15. So this is the max. On the eighth day, she performs ghusl, prays, and fasts, even if there is the flow of the blood. And she takes the ruling of al-mustahada, the one with the continuous bleeding.